been a long time, but it's good to be back. And Dan and I did a good job putting the message to practice for a few minutes. We actually talked about the Lord's things, so that was good. I was telling Dan, one of the real reasons is that I kept reading in the book, kept bringing up scenarios about home life. And the guy brought up one scenario when he went up into his son's room one night, teenage son, and the room was just trashed. And he just barely couldn't even get high out before he started going off on the son. You know, why is this room always like this? How come you can't clean your room? What's wrong with you? And basically, you know, throughout the chapter, the book was saying, hey, you know what? He wasn't representing the king. Even in that instance. You know, the time, is that a representative? Is that the mission? Was he trying to reach his son's heart at that particular time? We were also talking, Dan and I, you know, because sometimes you're in the workplace, you know, and if all you're doing is talking about the Lord, it could be a high turnoff. I think, and Ray was sharing about a fellow that he knew, you know, didn't even, first day on the job, come up, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? And that too can be a turnoff. So not only do we need to carry out the mission of the king, but we also need to be concerned as an ambassador. If you and I are ambassadors, we have to be concerned about the method that he uses as well. But I do want to remind us, in order to carry out the mission of the king, we do have to deal with the idol that is in our heart. And that idol would be the most pervasive idol, as I mentioned to you before, is the idol of, you might say, self. Self-worship. My agenda, my way, this is what I feel. And we have to deal with that. That is a sin that has been around since the beginning of time. And I think that that is one of the things that you and I need to look at if we were to watch the video of our life. Is that Bill's agenda? Are those Bill's words, or is Bill speaking for the king? Is Bill being an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ? Again, if we could turn back to 2 Corinthians 5, which is the main portion of our scripture here. So might I suggest to you that if you take being an ambassador, which is a tremendous privilege, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords wants you to incarnate. That's awesome. Incarnate. Personify the Lord Jesus Christ through your life, then you need to say, what was the mission? What is the mission? His mission is to reach hearts. Then when we speak or we communicate, we need to speak with the heart in focus. I was also sharing with Dan, I can remember when I first taught at the Christian school. My mentality was that these kids need to do what I say, period. I don't care how they feel. I do care how they look. I want them to look the way I want them to look. I want them to dress appropriately. And that's the bottom line. But of course, you know, with maturity, and you know, the Lord says one of the things, if He's going to get you to work as His ambassador, He's going to get you out of your comfort zone. He will put you in uncomfortable situations so that you can grow yourself and also have an effect on the hearts of other people. Someone said to me when I was at the school, he said, hey, you know what, Bill? That kid might be sitting there and outwardly he's obeying you. but inwardly he might hate your guts. The person said, I can't remember who it was, but it made a whole lot of sense. And I do know Randy Amos was one person I had talked to. Wouldn't it be better if that kid sat there because he wanted to? That he was obeying from the heart versus outwardly obeying, but inwardly, inside, he's seething? Wouldn't, as a teacher or as a communicator, because teachers are communicators, hopefully you're trying to reach that person's heart. And that person makes a change, perhaps from rebellion to one of submission. That brought about conviction. I can remember Randy Amos talking to Randy. I said, Randy, you know, I'm teaching at this Christian school. He said to me, he said, Bill, look, what was the method of the Lord Jesus? We know what his mission, we'll talk a little bit more about his method, but he said, look, if you could get those kids to love you, he said, they'll do anything for you. And so I started thinking about that. Not that I wanted to compromise. Not that I wanted to say, hey, look, you could break any rule you want as long as you love me. But isn't that the Lord's method, though? What did he say? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So my method, and hopefully it was the method of the king, was how can I demonstrate to these teenagers, how can I go above and beyond, how can I demonstrate my love to them? What can I do, not only to have their respect, but what can I do to show them that I love them? What can I do to make them want to learn this material? To make them want to do well? So my whole goal began to change as far as not only my communication, but my methods. As opposed to, you need to do this, you need to be quiet, or you're going to the office. And I think that sometimes, and that's why this book has been very important for me. In my communication with my family, things that irritate me, things that maybe make me blow up. One of the examples they gave, we just had a recent incident, the newspaper. Couldn't find the newspaper. Who took the newspaper? I can't believe I'm paying this amount for a new, I can't even read my own newspaper. Alright, but again, I'm getting angry. Okay, does anger, does that carry out the mission and the method? Did the Lord, was that the Lord's method? Yeah, there was times he used it, but most of the time it wasn't his anger he dealt with people. That wasn't his method. We saw a man who used self-sacrificing, selfless love to reach people's hearts. I mean, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, what does it say? It says that he died for all. Okay, think about that for a minute. How has the sacrifice of Christ affected your heart? When it says that he laid down his life for his friends, you are my friends if you do what I... Does that have an effect on you? The sacrifice of Christ has affected me. You can read about it in Philippians chapter 2. His methods. Were his methods in his communication and in his life, were they out of selfish ambition? Let me ask you that. I would say not. Were they out of looking out only for his own interests? I would say not. What did it say? I mean, he said he took on the form of a bondservant. The fact that the King of Kings, when he came to this earth to die for the sins that he didn't commit, we committed. Does that not have an effect? When the Bible says that His love is so much it goes beyond our understanding. We can't comprehend it all. Does that affect your heart? Hey, listen, you tell that to an unbeliever, I don't care who they are, it's going to affect them. Whether they decide they want to receive it or not. But that was the method that the Lord Jesus Christ used to carry out His mission, which was to reach hearts. And this is what I am trying to communicate to you through the Word, also from that book, that when we communicate, we need to keep that in mind, that He used His self-sacrifice. That should be our agenda. That should be our high calling, that when we is that coming out in our interactions with each other? Bought my son a gun. So I hope that doesn't give away who I'm going to vote for. But we had gone to Gettysburg to see Pickett's Charge. And they had 200 cannons there. It was awesome. On the way out, we happened to walk through the Confederate camp, which was awesome. And there was Robert E. Lee. So I told Heidi to go over and stand next to Robert E. Lee. I want to take a picture, you and James, with the general. Take a picture. Then I said, Heidi, could you take a picture? So Heidi gets over there. There's Robert E. Lee sitting in the middle. And I'm sitting on one side and James is on the other side. And I go and I look at the picture and here's James. The gun at Robert E. Lee. I'm over there. I said, James, why were you shooting Robert E. Lee? He said, Dad, I wasn't. I was shooting you. He didn't have the gun one day, and he broke it. Big Daddy wasn't. I was mad. How could you get the gun one day? You can't even keep a gun a day. We buy you something and you break it in one day. That's what the book deals with. Was I communicating to him the mission and the method of the Lord Jesus Christ at that time? Or was that my own personal self-agenda, the fact that I spent hard-earned money to buy him this pistol and now it was broken, of course, on downstairs and it does work good, wood glue. And that little thing that cranks things together, holds it together, patched it up. But initially, it was my own self. My reaction was that self-interest, self-idol, self-agenda. The self-sacrifice response did not come out of my mouth. Did not come out. We were just reminiscing the other day. The girls were, of course, the girls nowadays, just love to make fun of me. Okay, it's almost their favorite pastime. We were at a father-daughter retreat. And we decided to go fishing at about 10 o'clock at night. We went for catfish. And let me tell you, they were biting. It was awesome. Okay? So I had my tackle box on a picnic table. Well, guess what Heidi Rose did? She knocked the tackle box over. And guess where all the lures went? In the dark. Well, I'll tell you what, I was hot. I was hot. And again, I mean, you could look at these things as being trivial, but they're not. I could look at it and say, you know what, it's no big deal. I blew up, everybody blows up. But am I a part-time ambassador or a full-time ambassador? Did I represent the Lord at that time? The answer would be no. The answer would be no. But you know what? You look at it and you say, okay, We do make, and that's a great, great thing, because not only was the Lord's method, we see here, self-sacrificial love, and that came out of His communication, but we also see that He used forgiveness as one of His methods. When you think, okay, people offend us, family members offend us, church members offend us, people in the workplace offend us. But do we go in as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking on behalf of the King, and I keep bringing it up and I'm going to hammer it home, speaking on behalf of the King, do we go in with the mindset of forgiveness? That was His method. You know, it's not natural. Think about it for a minute. It's really not natural to forgive. When someone has offended you for the eighth time and they ask you forgiveness, do you want to forgive that person? Someone hurt you deep down. And you know, the Proverbs talks about being hurt deep down, going into the innermost being. Are you able to forgive? When someone does something evil to you, do you right away, is your first response to overcome that evil with good? When someone provokes you, is your first response to bear it patiently and be kind? When someone has breached your confidence, or you could say they began to talk about you or falsely accuse you, are you right away ready to bring about reconciliation? Usually the answer to those questions is no. Because it's not a natural thing. And this is where I'm telling you, I think in order for us to represent the King and be His ambassador, that God, and I hate to say this because it's probably going to happen to me and I don't want it to, is going to put us and make us uncomfortable to bring about these changes. Think about communicating from the viewpoint of forgiveness. Think about the parable, I think it's in Matthew 18, where the servant owed, had a huge debt. That story, if that doesn't affect you, then I don't know what will. The death of Christ. Where that servant was forgiven a whole lot. He was about ready. They were going to take his family, take him, and put him in jail until he was able to pay the debt. And it was a huge debt. Could you have compassion on me? Not only did he have compassion, but he forgave him the debt. And then it wasn't a few, I don't know if it was days, whatever, he runs into someone that owed him a whole lot less. He starts shaking him and pay me what you owe me mentality. He didn't realize how much he had been forgiven. And I think that that happens with us. That we do not realize sometimes we can't forgive. Doesn't the Bible say, did not the Lord Jesus Christ say, as the Father has loved me? Didn't He say that? So you ought to love one another. John, I believe it's John 13. But didn't He also say this in Ephesians, I believe it's 4, at the end of the chapter, He says, as I have forgiven you, so you also ought to forgive one another. Does that come out of your mouth? Is what I'm saying. Because I think that when you, the next part of the ambassador's method is forgiveness. When you come at it from that approach, I think it's going to affect your communication. I think it's sad. My family has some sad stories in it. just probably like every family. I shouldn't laugh because it's sad. About brothers and sisters who don't talk. I remember my uncle wouldn't talk to his own mother because of the way she treated my grandfather when he was dying. And the things that she said to him, he just couldn't let go. You know, and then we see each other at funerals, and that's about it. That's sad. That's sad. You guys maybe know about that. You know, I know it happens in churches. That's even sadder because we know the truth. Hey, if you can't forget, you are not an ambassador. But the Lord says we're called to be ambassadors. That's our calling. It doesn't matter what your gift is. This has nothing to do with giftedness. This has to do with incarnating the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and being a representative for Him. And part of being a representative is being able to forgive. How? Like He forgave. Being able to love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, so you ought to love one another. You know what? I love the teachings in the assembly. I really do. I mean, we get some good teaching. But other places are putting it into practice. And that's the difference. That is the difference. When I drive by a church and I see free breakfast for kids, here's the times you can come. Somebody's sacrificing somewhere. Maybe they have resources or more resources or whatever, but I look at that and I'm thinking, you know what? The Lord would do that. The Lord would do that. You know, to be an ambassador, you also need to keep His character in mind, what the Lord Jesus Christ was like. So it's His method, His mission, and His character. And again, back to His method. Self-sacrifice, we read it here, forgiveness. And then the last thing was the ministry of reconciliation. You look down, verse 19. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, which would be forgiveness, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were... This is amazing. As though God were pleading through us. Can you imagine God pleading? Like the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, I beseech you, I plead with you not to be conformed to this world. And here it is, God plead, as though God were imploring through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That we've been committed, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Or another word, another way of putting it is restoration. To be restored. To be... Wasn't it the Lord's goal not only to come and reach people's hearts, but what did He want to establish? He wanted to establish, re-establish what? What was lost in the garden? And what was lost in the garden? Wasn't it fellowship? Didn't Adam and Eve have sweet communion with God every day until what? Until they sinned. And then what happened? They were afraid. Sin caused separation. They tried to hide themselves. And the Lord was, what did it say? God was in Christ reconciling the world, bringing back, bringing the capability of having that sweet communion with God. The ministry of reconciliation. Shouldn't also the goal of our communication then be not only to minister to people's hearts, but then also to perhaps lead those people, to lead me into a closer communion, or for some people it might even be the first time, to restore fellowship, communion, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we've been given. A ministry of reconciliation. So I leave you with a few thoughts. One, if they were to take a video of your life, or you were to watch your own video, what would they say you're living for? What would they say your mission in life is? What would they conclude about your communication? What you talk about? And then, I ask you this question. Are you speaking on behalf of the King? Are you representing? Are you being an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ? Then if you are, then you have to consider, okay, what was his mission? His mission was to reach hearts, to see hearts transformed. His mission was to what? So that people may not live for themselves, as it says here. That they should no longer live for themselves, that they should no longer worship the idol of self, that they should no longer be selfish. But that should be replaced by what? By worship for God and Him alone, and nothing else to be contending with that. That should be the goal of our communication. And then I spoke to you about the method. The methods that the Lord Jesus Christ, and the number one method that He used was, when we communicate with each other, is not having self as the number one priority, as my own personal agenda, not exploding over some little thing that is not going to minister Christ to that other person, to my spouse, to my child, to my co-worker. It's so easy at work to complain about the boss. It's easy. Everybody does it. Am I being an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ by getting caught up in that same conversation? The sacrificial love of the Lord, did it not touch your heart? Well, that's what we're called to represent. We're called to incarnate Christ. We're called to be Him. We're called that when people see us, what do they see? They should see the Lord. The second method that He used was forgiveness. And I already talked to you about forgiveness. And the last method was the ministry of reconciliation. To use my words and my communication, not only my life, but my words and my communication to restore, renew, or to bring people into a deeper fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I speaking for the King? Am I being an ambassador for the Lord? Am I incarnating Christ through my own life? Let's just pray. Father, we thank You this morning for Your love for us. We thank You for the words. Lord, I pray specifically not to be selfish for myself, that You would help me in this message to apply what I've learned. I pray for the folks sitting out there that You would help them as well. And Lord, I know that if You do put us in uncomfortable situations, Father, I pray, I know Your grace and Your power, Your Spirit, that transforms us will sustain us. Pray that You help us this week. Help us to lead others to Yourself by being ambassadors. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for having me, bro. Thank you for having me. Thanks for seeing me.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it that much.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's awesome.
look at the picture on the back.
In your head. Okay. I'll just put it in.